Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A group of 40 Hell's Angels roared into the parking lot of a church in New England just before the worship service was to begin. One of the bikers got off of his bike and went into the church, and he sat down in the back. The whole congregation watched with a bit of fear and trepidation, wondering what was going to happen next. But the rest of the bikers just stood outside by their bikes and smoked their cigarettes, waiting for the service to end. When the service was over, a few brave members talked to the bikers and invited them to stay for coffee. The bikers accepted the offer. Then the members of the church learned why that one biker had sat through the worship service. He had broken their code in some way. And as being chastised, as the Bible says today, or punished, as it says in other translations, he had to go to church. Sitting in church for that Hell's Angel was meant as a correction for some wrong done against the code of that group. He was obliged to go to church as a consequence for his behavior. By going to church, he was enduring a form of punishment. Now, none of you are having to do that today, right? No. His going to church was intended as a punishment. Though hopefully, the sermon gave him the gospel there. Punishment, chastisement, and discipline. Those things are all related, but they're not the same thing as payment or atonement. Now that comes out in a couple of places in today's epistle lesson from Hebrews. In one place, it actually comes out of Proverbs chapter 3 originally. The writer of Hebrews is quoting God from the book of Proverbs in verses 5 and 6 in Hebrews today. And I want you to read those verses together with me, please, right up here. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Now, don't miss that also in verse 5 earlier. The writer of Hebrews says that this discipline is a word of encouragement. Encouragement. And it is truly encouragement, direct from God. God is addressing his family, his children, with these words and those actions. That's what we're told. Now, that's great news, because that means we're being told that God's discipline is meant to benefit us. So, can there be such a thing as nice discipline? Discipline is meant to teach. It's meant to correct wrong behavior so that the person improves who they are and how they act in the world. It's about learning to act in helpful ways. It's meant to teach proper actions. I can think of no discipline that's easy to endure or pleasant to go through. Punishment is done to learn that actions have consequences and that they require justice. But don't confuse that with atonement. Punishment is not the same thing as atonement, as the payment for the guilt of sin. That's important for us as Christians to be sure that we've got a good handle on that. We never want to think that God is demanding atonement from us for our sins. God doesn't do that. He does not demand that we now pay for the guilt of our sins in any way, and in so doing, justify ourselves. That is just not right. If it were, then Jesus died on the cross for no reason. God may use punishment for our discipline, but never for atonement for payment or for justification. Consider Leland Wang and his mother. Leland Wang was a Chinese evangelist. And he tells of an incident that took place in his childhood that, for him, vividly illustrates the work of Christ. One time, Leland had been a naughty boy, and he was supposed to be punished, so his mother called him to her, but he ran off, and he kind of toyed around with his mom because she couldn't catch up to him. He was so, you know, active, pretty lively. So she stood still, and she took out the switch that she had in her hand. And she said, "I feel ashamed of myself that I have brought up a boy who is not willing to be disciplined by his mother when he does wrong, so I must punish myself." And she began to whip her bare arm. Well, this so affected Leland's heart that he ran back to his mother and threw himself into her arms and pleaded with her not to punish herself but to punish him. But of course, at that point, no further punishment was necessary. Mr. Wang said that as he grew older, this memory helped him to understand the great love of our Lord Jesus Christ, who willingly took our place in death on the cross. It was Christ's work and his blood that made atonement, that paid the complete price for all sin. His work on the cross met the demands of God's justice totally and completely. His innocent blood shed on the cross in your place is better than the shedding of your own blood for your own sins. Now, it's true that blood needs to be shed to obtain forgiveness, atonement, and blood has been shed. Just not yours. The Word of God in Hebrews today tells us that Jesus' blood was shed so that ours would not be. Verses 23 and 24, read this with me, please. "You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood." When God's love claims us, as it did this morning with the girls in baptism, as it does each day through our study of God's Word. By the way, who's got a Bible verse that they memorized? I don't want to hear it. Just, did you memorize a new Bible verse this week? Come on. Oh, I got a couple of hands. Oh, I got some more hands. That's good. Remember, next week I'm going to ask you again about this, you know, a new Bible verse. But God's love claims us through Scripture and through His Word. We are now to live in obedience to His Word and to His call to us. Now, to help us in that, God gives us, along with the Holy Spirit and His many and various marvelous gifts, He also gives us discipline. And in truth, God's discipline is truly nice. And I don't mean that the correction that we endure, the punishment that we go through, is pleasant. But it is nice in that God treats us as His children, His legitimate children, when He disciplines us. So when it says in verse 6 that we are punished, it is said in the context of discipline and does not stand alone to mean that we are made to pay or atone for our own sins. Again, if that were true, then Jesus' death on the cross would need our effort. Jesus' death on the cross would need our help to satisfy God's demand that we be righteous. That's not true. That demand has been met in full when Jesus was put to death in atonement for all our sins on the cross. God's discipline, unfortunately, is something that we never outgrow the need for. It's one of those things, as a young Christian, I always hoped that I would get past or get beyond. It doesn't happen. In order to grow as an obedient Christian, I need to be corrected by God in how I live. Correction is what comes through discipline and punishment. Correction, not payment. There was a father who sits in his lawn chair watching his young daughter play in the yard. Her friends are across the street. She steps to the curb and runs, never seeing the car, neither looking either way or seeing the car that's coming. Dad is out of his chair like a shot, and he grabs her and scolds her. And he puts her in a room for an hour despite all of her crying and her excuses. He explains that he doesn't want her to get hurt. Several days later, the father again sees his little girl start across the street. This time, though, she stops and she looks both ways before crossing the street, and he smiles. The discipline has worked. It was hard on her at the moment of her punishment, but so much better for her in the way she was able to live the rest of her life. Her actions were changed by the discipline of her father. Her father didn't punish her in order for her to make up for some offense that she had done against Dad. This was correction for her. For that hour in her room, apart from her friends, she perceived her own suffering. But in truth, she was learning to correct her behavior to keep her safe in life. God's correction is never meant to replace the suffering of Christ for our sin. We do not make up for our sin or pay any of the price for our sin by means of God's correction, however harsh it might seem to you and I. It may be hard to endure God's correction, but it's important to bear in mind that this discipline is because we are God's children. We are not illegitimate offspring. We are God's family, and as such, we get the benefit of Dad's wisdom. It's out of his heart of love that his correction is sometimes visited on our backsides. This isn't done because God is mad at us. God cannot be mad at us. His anger, his wrath, and his vengeance and malice toward our sin have been poured out on and paid for in the cross of Jesus Christ alone. Now, but that doesn't mean that we don't still have much to learn about what it means to be his obedient children. And God's discipline is meant for that reason, and no other. We together here are God's children, and with one heart we care for one another, and we help one another when we each endure God's loving affliction that's for our own benefit and growth. We do not get to heaven any easier by what we suffer on earth, and we do not suffer because of God's anger. Think for a moment about what you're going through in life right now. What training, what discipline is the Lord taking you through that perhaps nobody else or not too many other people even know about? What street are you trying to cross that Jesus is holding you back from so you won't get smacked by the car you can't even see coming? Maybe asking God why. Why am I going through this? Is not the only question to ask him. Perhaps in addition, you can ask him, what? What? What are you teaching me? What training are you giving me in what I'm going through right now? Compare what you're going through with the little girl and with the biker. The biker was being punished and the little girl was being disciplined. They were being trained to act correctly so they would live. What you may be going through might be discipline or punishment that's meant to correct behavior. Or perhaps it's there to give you a different form of training, training in new ways. But it's never done to exact payment. Also, remember Leland Wang's mother. What she teaches us about Christ taking our atonement on himself. Bear this in mind. You can never sin and make God so angry that he wants atonement from you. All our sin. All of our sin has been paid in full on the cross. And never doubt that our Father's correction and discipline will be given to us for our benefit and training in righteousness. Discipline never comes from God in anger, but in love. His discipline is nice because it reminds us that we are his true children. And according to verse 11, only his discipline for the sake of Christ produces in us a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. In the name of Jesus, the one who took the guilt of our sin away, we pray. Amen.